Patty Holtran, and we're out at the Comic-Con, as you can hear in the background. We've got a lot of things going on today, and we're entertaining, and this is T-Word Radio. We're interviewing Jen Shutt this morning, or this afternoon, or this afternoon. She's got some weird animal on her shoulder. Jen, you want to tell us about it?
Well, he's not real. He's a puppet. He's a dragon, baby dragon. And I have two of them, but this one's riding on my shoulder. The other one's guarding the pirate.
Jen, obviously, you guys know, because we've interviewed her back in Comic-Con last year. Now it's been a whole year. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what have you been doing this over this entire year that since we talked about it?
Well, I have another book out. I have Trolls out. I'm still working on the second pirate book. I'm also working on another fantasy book. And, of course, the pirates are doing their performance at Comic-Con, so we've been working on that.
What time is that going to be for the dress lane?
On Saturday evening at 7:30 in room 101 West.
And talk about Trolls. What kind of book is that?
So Trolls is a young adult fantasy, and it's about a little girl who finds out that she is a troll after she falls under a bridge, and she comes face to face with dragons, muses, and a killer dot.
Killer dot, huh? Is that a black dot of death?
It's actually a very large red dot.
Ah, is it red dot? Which that makes a little bit different. So where did you get that idea?
So honestly, that entire chapter was written for my husband because he's an artist as well, and he, every time we would go into a museum or an art gallery, and we'd see the big red dot on the wall or the big scribbled dot on the wall. He's like, that's not art. That's not art. So I decided that I was going to make it a villain in this fantasy novel.
Okay, so the big red dot is a villain. That's what has it.
Yes, it is a villain. So it does. Hopefully, our heroes will defeat it in the story.
Now, I know that you have been working on some short stories and anthologies. Tell us about those.
Oh, yeah, I've been in two horror anthologies because I do write horror stuff too. So I have a vampire story in Fresh Blood that was put out by May December Publications, and I have a zombie story where the lead character is actually a blind zombie hunter, and that story is in Twisted Nightmares, which is Michael Bradley put that one out.
That's really horrific.
And actually, I just want to give a shout-out to one of my students. I teach creative writing classes for youth and adults in the West Valley, and one of my young students, who's only 14, Hunter Hazelton, he got his story in Michael Bradley's Twisted Nightmares book as well.
Now, I did talk to Michael yesterday about Twisted Nightmares, and he's going to be doing Twisted Romance. What do you think about that?
Oh, I've got that one in the bag. I've got one already that I tried to do as a novel. So now that I know that, it may end up a short story.
Yeah, I was talking to him about that too. That'd be kind of, you know, how Nora Roberts has her formulas for her books. She did do two that were time travel. And so I thought, okay, twisted romance. What if we take the cliches and the formula and really just made a mess of it?
Yeah, I have definitely a horror angle on that, so we'll give Heaving Bosoms a brand new meaning.
So what's coming up with the dress fleet?
So the dress fleet, the pirates, they are going to be at Comic-Con all weekend, booth 2244. They will be doing a Forget Neverland, Become a Pirate, which is a kids panel, and we have foam swords that every single one of the kids will get if they come out. And that's on Saturday at 4:30. That's in direct competition with my Trolls reading, which is a door down. But, you know, it's okay. I'll pop in and out. And they're also doing, obviously, the show on Saturday evening. We'll be doing, in 2 weeks, at Revolver Records, we have a mud wrestling tournament coming up. That's on First Friday, and I believe it starts at 7 o'clock. So come by the booth, and we have flyers for that.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I was over at the booth. You also have some belly dancing material there. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So I also teach belly dance, and the troupe is Beat Hazine, which means the Daughters of Treasure, and they'll be in the pirate performance. they decided to take up swords this time as well. So belly dancing and sword fighting. These girls are getting dangerous. Don't try to pick up on them because they will screw you.
Well, you know, the weird thing about gay boys is they like dangerous women.
Yeah, that's really not wise.
These are women who actually know how to use them. You know, they just don't show it. They actually use them. So, yeah, you gay boys got to watch out for these gals out here because you never know. They might actually be trained.
Trained by pirates. They may be beautiful, but they are deadly, yes.
So tell us what's coming up here for you as far as your writing, because I know that you just changed your publishers.
Yes, I'll be with Brick Cave Media now. So I guess I will be running with the dragons again, because I have my little shoulder friend who's a baby dragon, so I'll be with dragons.
And I know that you're doing some media work, so tell us about, you know, you're going out and doing
The Brick Cave Bookcast. So we talk about books, we talk about the book lifestyle, as we call it, and my co-host Brent doesn't do a whole lot of reading, he does more movie watching, and so he likes to watch the movies based on literature, and he's having a really good time, though, here at Comic-Con, and we're going to do a lot of talking about comic books as literature, because, hey, it's totally viable. I know a lot of comic book artists and writers, so I absolutely think that comic books are...
They are some of our best friends.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to see some of my work in comic books, too, because I think there's some things you just can't do in words.
That's an awesome idea. You should do a comic book.
It would be fun. Yeah. So comic book people out there, artists out there, come talk to me. I want to do comic books.
Anything else you want to add to us for the last few minutes here?
Definitely come see me at the bookcast panel that's happening at 2 o'clock. On Friday, and then I will be reading from Trolls, and I do have coloring pages for anybody who comes and sits and listens to the story, and that's on Saturday at 4:30 in room 102, I believe, or 104. I'm sorry, check the panel list.
Check your listings.
So, and I'll be doing signings at the Brick Cave table.
And Brick Cave table is what number?
1601.
Awesome. Really glad to see you again, Jan. We're definitely going to be doing some more of this, and hey, we'll be here next year.
Always.
Thanks, over. This is K-1 Radio. Scotty Goldstrand. Going on to my next.